This is Dominion Hour with GSW, a sacred time of spirit-led teaching and prophetic prayer grounded on the Word of God. With meekness of heart, may you receive the engrafted Word of God that is able to deliver monumental transformation in your life today and always. Blessings to you always.
To broaden the scope of everybody's knowledge and take us to the place where truth is, because we are trying to come up higher. And if we are going to climb, we must dismantle so many things that we believe that are false. We must break them to pieces and be free. A person that is free can fly. Even if you want to take a passenger flight abroad, there's a limit to how much baggage you can carry. They will tell you 23 kg times 2 with your hand luggage. For economy, if you want to do first class, they will tell you, okay, you can have one additional baggage. And you know how much you pay for it, because it is expensive to fly with luggage. It's always easier to just fly free. If you are going to come up higher, we must deliver you from many beliefs and many actions and reactions that you would naturally attribute, that will naturally attribute to, that will naturally attribute to maybe, let me put it at the devil, or spiritual problem, or attack, or anything like that. So today, by the grace of God, I'll be speaking on mastering your emotions. It is my desire, my joy, that you will be in class and you will pay attention to my words, mastering your emotions. Yesterday, I talked about behavioral patterns. So later tonight, I'll now talk about mastering the metaphysical. So I try to do it in such a way that you can learn from the natural realm, and then you can learn from the supernatural realm, the mastery processes that makes a human being, a Christian, a master. Knowledge that makes you a master. The emotion is one of the most volatile elements of the human nature. Sometimes when people get emotional, they cannot account for their actions. They will do the most horrible things because of emotion. And people will say, oh, you cannot, that's a crime of passion. Now, believe me, if you hear me say anything, believe me. I'm saying it because I practice it. I'm not one of those people who will teach about something and then you will notice that they have not mastered it. I'm not one of those people. I try to teach what I know can be taught, can be trained, and can be put to effect, can be put to work. I try to, because if I have not mastered it, what is the point of teaching something you don't know? The reason I said that is because I had a discussion with a fellow pastor. When I say a fellow pastor, I'm not a pastor, but that we talk like that to Christians and church leaders. And we were talking about a particular crime that happened in Nigeria yesterday or 2 days ago. A young man that killed a young lady. And the pastor was saying that, tempers, passion. I was looking at him. See, if you ever find yourself in any situation or in any kind of relationship where your temper is like a raging sea that has no control, if you ever find yourself with a man or a woman, that both of you love each other so much, that love is so hot, that love is so hot that
Every time you are with each other like this, it's like both of you just went mad. And then when you're not with each other, you come back. If you ever, that is not falling in love. Both of you should run from each other. That's the truth. That's not love. All the, that is not love. That one is, I've seen it before. That's why I'm saying it. I know it is possible for two people to love each other and to love each other in such a mad way that it will seem as if they can burn the whole world down for the sake of their love. Romantic novels celebrate such union. Destiny does not celebrate them. Romeo and Juliet, as beautiful as we can say their love is, it is useless love. Led nowhere, achieved nothing. Except that we tell their story, they died young, produced no children. Their love didn't last for as long as it should last up to. They were no examples to anybody. If not because people told their story, they would have just died like chickens. That is not how to love. That kind of love is not love. I'm saying it to you because a lot of young women, they have bought the idea that that is love. They bought the idea that, oh, that's how to love. I must love and lose my senses. When I love like this, my leg must be shaking. I must be drooling in my mouth as if I'm close. Close love is not love. It is not. That's the truth. Don't call it any other thing. I know that sometimes you find people like that. They call them co-star lovers. People that they can do anything. They can kill anybody to be with each other. Once you notice that is the kind of relationship you are having, beg out of it. You deserve a love that has a handle. We deserve the kind of love that has a control. It is not good to as they say, they fell madly in love. You know, English people have a lot of good words to describe mad things. And then next thing, the two of them cannot walk for one reason or the other, and then the other cannot sleep at night. The thought begins to drive him crazy, and then he gets a knife and he comes to stab, or she gets a knife, she stabs. I know. What kind of disaster would, what kind of love ruins two destinies? That's not love. I'm telling you, according to scripture, that is not love. Now, I'm not invoking scripture in a religious way. I'm invoking scripture in a good way. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you will see all the things love is not. And then you understand that most of the things that we think is love is actually not love. Just like human beings can have mental problem. Two people can have mental problem, and like each other. I've spoken with many that both of them, I knew that both of them, they were not okay up there, but they found each other and they love each other. And I knew that the kind of love they have was not normal love. It's the kind of love that cannot tolerate a third party and does not tolerate common sense. When you want to do something, just go ahead and do it, and the society must make room for them, or they become countercultural. That is not love. And I started with that because it is important. You have to understand why mastering your emotions is key as a Christian and as a responsible adult. Bible told us the story of Levi, Simeon, Reuben, three sons of Jacob. The first one, his father took a concubine. The father had a girlfriend. Because Jacob had these guys, he had them fairly early. Not too early, like when he was in his teens, but a bit early. And those days, they used to live very long. So by the time they were mature and were old enough to father children for themselves, he was still also able to father children. So he was also having relationships. And you understand the kind of life they were living. So I don't want you to judge this with your Christian mindset. No. The kind of life they were living at the time, their culture at the time, allows him to take on many wives. Or, if not wives, concubines. And then one of his sons, his first son, decided that of all the women available, he was going to sleep with one of his concubines. Which parent would take that? None. That the father is sleeping with a woman and the son is sleeping with the same woman. But because it was passion, because that you like somebody does, because of they couldn't control their emotion, they born the children, those first three children of Jacob, they born with passion in an unrestrained way. Like, they are so led by their emotion. It was an embarrassment. And some of us are here. When I see people, sometimes writing, I like just sometimes just surfing through Twitter and seeing people's thoughts. And I realize that a lot of people don't have handles. They have no control. They oftentimes will say, the body wants what it wants. The body wants what it wants. I cannot control it. You cannot control what? Cannot control what? The boy that killed the lady, he was also going to be killed now or end up in jail for life. He cannot control what? The lady that stabbed the boy to the husband to death maybe 2 years ago. Both of them were star-crossed lovers, always fighting, but they couldn't leave each other. They would beat each other out for money tonight, but they couldn't leave each other. People were telling, why are you people so determined? It was like when two strong forces meet and both of them love each other, and the same way they love each other is the same level as they hate each other. So they were all bent on destroying each other, canceling each other out. It was a pure form of nucleus and atom and some other scientific elements clashing and creating certain kind of waves. All chemistry. No handle, no control. Now, she killed her husband, they killed her. The other one killed the wife, they killed her. This one, too, same thing. Why? And a lot of people, you'll be talking to them, they listen to me. You have to understand why it's funny to me. I have some students that I taught maybe to PSSBC school, 4 school, 5 school, 6. Early students of mine. And I teach these things all the time. I teach these things. So it is not as if I don't teach these things. And then when I got close into their relationships, the way their relationships work, and I watched the dynamics of their relationship, I realized sincerely, they hear me. But it's like they hear, but they simply can't implement. It was one of the most... It was disappointing for me. That season, I started, I told myself severely, am I really making any impact? Are people listening? If they are listening, are they putting to work what they are learning? I give an example. I went to a birthday party. When I got to the birthday party, the man celebrating his birthday was clocking 70. The man has two wives. The children of the first wife obviously were doing better because they were older and all that. The children of the second wife were young. The first wife is educated. Second wife is not educated. There's a lot of story. But again, that is not their business. Some of you here, listen to me with your 2 ears. It is not your business that your father did not treat the brought another woman to the house. It is not your business. It is his business and your mother's business. It is not your business. You invest emotion in something that's not your business. It is not your business. Say it to yourself. It is not your business. Stop inheriting battles and situations that will ruin your life. How is it your business? Your mommy could have left the house. She didn't if she stayed. Your daddy brought in a second wife. And three of them are living together. That is their business. You belong to that family by virtue of that. Your mother gave birth to you, and that is your father. Okay. And then I saw the way this sister treated the second wife on their father's birthday. It was terrible. In my head, I was thinking, why do people do this? Instead of this man to bless you, this man is going to end up cursing you. You shouldn't have come for the birthday if you would come only to get cursed. You could have just stayed away. He said, Daddy, I cannot come. I'll send your money to support you. Simple. Because you know your emotion is going to be in a place where it's not supposed to be. Rather than control your emotion and do things properly, and honor the man and let him have his joy and let you power. It was his birthday. His birthday, not your own. It is not your life. Everything she did that day, if a mother that the married second wife, that the husband to second wife, the mother, acted with dignity, poised, dressed well, did well. First, she decided the clothes they would wear. And then she sold the same clothes for her mother and her father on his 70th birthday. And then the other wife, she didn't sew for the other wife. It wasn't a wise idea. You will have either sewn for three of them, or you just stay away, let them wear whatever they want. You shouldn't be the one that is staring trouble for a 70-year-old man who just wanted to celebrate his birthday. You cannot from your own house go and create trouble in your father's house and be saying you are born again. It is all emotion, no sense. All emotion. You have to use somebody's 70th birthday to get back at the person to prove that the other woman does not belong. It is not your place. But people think this way. I can never do that. You must understand there is a line of demarcation between a father and mother relationship and a father and daughter relationship. There is a line. Yoruba culture will say, he cannot be the issue of father and son without boundaries. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. When the man, after the whole party, the man saw the video, because of course the man was the one celebrating that day, so he couldn't really see what was going on. But later, when he was looking at the video, he picked up his call and called this girl. And he began to rain curses on her. Why would you? Even though, of course, she's born again, the father's curse has no place in her life. But why would you? Why would you bring him so much pain? He celebrated the birthday party. The second wife was crying after. There was so much. You are supposed to be the example, a good Christian. You went there and you ruined the man's 70th birthday simply because you had an agenda that is not your business. And you wonder why you are not married. Why you are so bitter in your heart against the opposite sex. Because I like I said, I was teaching these people. They are still my students. But I saw this firsthand with my two eyes. I had to do a lot of damage control. I had to call, had to beg, had to step into it and try and smoothen things. And in my head, I was thinking, why would you do this? A person that is full of the Holy Spirit, a person that is speaking in tongues, why would your heart think this way? Why? If you are here, you are listening to me, and you think the person did what is right, you should slap yourself on the right cheek. I'm telling you the truth. You should. You deserve a cheeky slap if you think she did the right thing. And if you are going to do the same thing, if you are in her shoes, you are very unwise. That's the truth. It means you are somebody that is ruled by your emotions. It means you do not have mastery over your emotions. Your emotion should never. When Jacob was going to bless his sons, Jacob took the first son, said, you are not going to get any blessing. He said, Your emotions led you to sleep with my concubine. You shared the same bed with me. There's no blessing for you. For the second and third son, Simeon and Levi, Jacob's daughter was raped. Jacob's daughter was raped. Again, look at how the emotion works. His daughter was raped. The people that raped the girl did not run away. They came to Jacob to say, "We are sorry, we did it. But we want to marry your daughter. We don't want to disgrace her, embarrass her. Our son, our prince, has raped your daughter." He didn't come to your daughter came to our palace. Your daughter came, and when she came, our son found her fascinating and he raped her. But we are sorry. What do you want? Let us make things right. Of course, rape is a terrible thing. I agree 100%. If it is nowadays, I will jail myself. You can ask anybody. I don't have to. I will jail. I will pick my phone and call police DPO. I will go with guns. We will jail you. After we jail you, I will pray for you there. I will ask you to be an ambassador of Christ to those who are fellow rapists like you in prison. But you will serve your time. It is the most horrendous kind of mind that conceive or that could even get an erection in a violent situation. That person must be very sick, in my opinion. Cannot see somebody suffering and be having a sexual desire. Hold somebody by their throats and have sexual desire. Your brain needs to go to prison to be reset, in my opinion. But they did this thing. They came to say sorry. They said, every condition you give us, we will fulfill. All the conditions you give us, we will fulfill. Pay attention to how God is. Remember that God told Abraham that this is how we will know your people. They shall be circumcised. So, therefore, if anybody should willingly become circumcised, read the Old Testament. This is the Old Testament issue. Should willingly become circumcised, the person has become a person, has willingly become a person, their person, one of them, if the person should willingly circumcise. In fact, in the law of Moses, and that time there was no law, in the law of Moses, he said, if you have a slave, and the slave decides that he wants to marry your daughter, he said, you will take the ear of the slave, you will tear it through a nail in your doorpost to show that this is a willing slave that wants to stay. And then you will circumcise the slave. That is the mark that God gave Abraham. That was the mark. And Jacob told his people, he said, if you want to marry our daughter, you have to be circumcised. And they said, they are okay with it. Meaning that they were willing to come into covenant of circumcision willingly. They were not pretending. They were sincere. And it wasn't just the person that raped their daughter. All their men. Which then means that Jacob had like one soul, you know, like some people are your enemy. And then somebody went to preach to them and all of them said, okay, we agree to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It's like those who killed that girl, that Deborah girl in the north that time. Imagine that they killed her, and then all the Christians were angry, and one of the Christians went to meet them and said, "What this thing you have done? Jesus don't like it. The Holy Spirit hates it. You have to give your life to Christ because you'll go to hell." And all of them just fall on their knees and they say, "We are sorry, we are sorry." And they say, "What shall we do to be saved?" And then you say, "Oh, you have to be baptized. You have to feel the Holy Ghost. We have to change you." But they've already killed somebody, and then you led them to Christ. You fill them with the Holy Ghost. And they begin to speak in tongues. They have now become new creatures. So, and then the family, the older brother of the girl they killed came and just took gun and killed all of them. The person would say, they raped my sister, therefore I killed them. But that was not what has happened. The moment they've given their life to Christ, they are no longer deserving of that punishment. That is the truth. If they run, or if you can do, but they have come. They have come willingly. They didn't resist. They didn't run. They have come to say, we did it. We are sorry. What do we do? And then the Bible said, Levi and Simeon saw them in blood, already circumcised and weak, and killed all of them. And it was all their emotion. Because they couldn't control their emotion. Terrible people. You know, just everything is brr, brr, brr. Everything is brr, brr, brr. You know, no reasoning, no thinking. Everything is I'm leaving. I'm not doing it again. I cannot visit with you. I cannot visit with you. Everything is emotion. Let me say again. If you're in a relationship with anybody here, anybody, no matter how much you love the person, and your relationship, you cannot sit down and have a quiet, loving time without you feeling insecure. Like you are on your toes. Like as if there's going to be a bomb that wants to go off. You have a relationship, you're in a relationship now, and your heart is always beating, big, 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 as if something bad will happen. And the other person, to the two of you, you are star-crossed. It means the two of you are not meant to be together. See, a true human relationship. Love is gentle, kind. Love is not aggressive. It's not about eradicating each other. It's my ride or die. I don't know. Who used that time for me one time? I said, no, be me and you. No, be me and you. They ride and die. Oh. I have eternal life. I don't follow anybody die. I mean it though. Nobody should. It's just an expression. I said, no, be me and you. It's not me and you that you ride and die. It's not me and you that you ride and die. I will ride and live. I will ride and live. I will ride and live. In Jesus I live. I don't die with anybody. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no. Don't be me. Sorry. Just, I'm not that kind of person. I will not be. I'm not ruled by my emotion at all. I'm quite rational. And I speak to myself on it deliberately. Because I wasn't like this before I came to Christ. Before I came to Christ, I was very vindictive. If you offend me, I will retaliate. It can take me weeks, months. I will plan it. I will plan and then I will execute to a T. And I will do it gracious. Everybody will see that. Ah! JSW has gone to the market for these people. I will do it with joy, with glee. But when I came to know the Lord, I said, this is not the way the Christian should be. A Christian shouldn't be somebody that will hold malice, that will keep anger bottled within, that will be plotting evil. You know, I will stay on my bed. I will switch off all the light. When I was in the boarding school, I will switch off all the light in my room. I will lie down and I will plan step by step how I will deal with some people. And I will go into the forest. I will get, they call this thing, I've forgotten the name now. These beings that make people go crazy, I will go and get it to some people. We will put it on their bed. I will be deliberate, and they will come to those. All the seniors, they will begin to scratch their body, and I will be in the school area. I will be laughing because I'll be watching them from afar. because I could go to any length to get even, or to orchestrate and plan devilish things. But I came to Christ. I said no. No, 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 there is a better way to be a Christian. There's a better way to life. So I began to temper. I would tell myself, no, you belong to the Lord. You don't think that way anymore. Because those old patterns would come. They would come to me. My heart, once somebody offends me, my mind will automatically snap in that direction. Then I would tell myself, no, you are royalty. You are royalty. You can take it. You are not going to think like this. You are not going to talk like this. I would then talk myself out of my natural inclinations. I would talk myself out of it until that thing was purged and it died. I mean, I can say with all boldness that he died. And then to see people who are still so much carried away with their emotion. And a lot of people write about all the psychological people, the shrinks, they're always writing, no, express your emotion. Let the emotion fly. Yeah. No. You are not bottling anything. You are putting it under in subjection. Like, they're not babies. They're not namby-pambies. Everything. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. No. You are not bottling anything. If I have to deal with something, I deal with it. I'm telling you, people know. I'm not going to hide. If I want to deal with anything, I will deal with it in the open like this. I will do it if I have to. If I don't have to, I don't have to. I'll just leave it. Apostle Paul said, why can't you be the one that is wronged? Why can't you take a few blows from your brother? If somebody offends you falsely, in a matter of time, it will show that it is not true. You don't have to defend every accusation. Jesus didn't defend every accusation. You can't react emotionally to everything, but we do this. Now, let me tell you the spiritual aspect. It's already 6:30, 32. And I want to tell you the spiritual aspect of it. If you understand the class so far, and my voice is clear, can I see your hand, please? Shepano Kasutimba Adimiadas. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the feedback. Because I don't want to spend the whole day talking about, you know what I'm talking about, so, but I want to show you the spiritual aspects. One of the ways in which the devil destroys Christians is by pressing their emotional buttons. He knows that if he could stir them up emotionally, they will self-destruct. I told you yesterday that the devil cannot touch you. All the people that say the devil is attacking them is a lie. That's a lie. But if a man is not in charge of his own emotion, the devil will then stir that emotion. He knows that if you could stir your emotion in a direction and you follow the emotion, you will not think. You will not even remember you are a Christian. You will have finished doing something drastic and devilish before you begin to say, Jesus, Jesus, ah, what have I done? Jesus. I've seen a mother who took the son's passport. The boy was going to play football. Was going to play football for Nigeria. Was going to Australia for under-17 match. They've given all of them visas. And the boy was home. Dropped the visa at home. Then the mother sent him somewhere. And then he came back late. And the mother said, hey, is it because you've gotten a visa? And the mother took the passport and burnt it. I'm telling you, 17 years later, the boy was still cursing the mother on social media. The boy took pictures of everything. He has not forgotten. 17 years later, this happened to this boy as a teenager. He never forgave his mother. Every time I had to go into his DM, I saw the DM he wrote. I saw the pictures he posted, how he spoke about his own mother. Had to go to his DM. Had to tell him, ah, my brother, hey, come on, come on, come on. You can overcome this. You can overcome this. I know you are hurt, but the way you are going, you have tilted. You have tilted. The words you've spoken enough have killed your mother. Even though she's not dead, really. The way you feel about her, the way you talk about her, he saw the mother as the one who destroyed his life and future. And he may be right in a sense, but he may also be wrong. But God has preserved you. There are other opportunities to come, but you cannot continue facing life with this mindset. I had to go to him. I had to go to him. I had to talk to him. I said, please, please. This is not how. You can't live with this pain. You will never trust another woman. This is your mother. You can't go through life with this pain. But the mother allowed the devil to use her this way. Because the mother felt, she didn't think it through. She apologized after, she begged. She went with him to the embassy and everywhere. They couldn't give him another visa. All those things that happened, she would say it's the devil. But that is exactly why I'm saying that this thing is not the devil. It is just a weakness in you that the devil can use to ruin your life. What did God tell Cain? Cain and Abel, they came to give sacrifice to God. God accepted Abel's sacrifice. The Bible said, as soon as God accepted Abel's sacrifice, Cain had an emotional reaction. He began to feel insecure, envious, malicious. It was just a thought at first. That's how it starts. You begin to think. That's why I said, I used to tell myself, no, 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 you will not think this way. I say it to myself all the time. I'm not kidding. I still do it now. If somebody provokes me, I'll just say, eh, I will not think this way. Because I can see where my thoughts will be going. I said, no, no, no. You will not think this way. You belong to God. There is a way you will think. You will think like reality. You will think like Son of God. You will not think this way. Yes, of you, you will not think this way. You will not react to this thing. You will not think this way. I will say that over and over again until that thought that wanted to come, until it dies. Because if I begin that thought, it will just be taking me where I don't know. And usually you are a product of your thought. Once you begin to think a thing and you affirm it, it becomes actionable. You act on it. Bible said, God came to Cain. Genesis chapter 4. God said, Cain, Cain, this thinking. You are thinking about this thing. Mabinu, I'm sorry. I didn't take your sacrifice. Okay, I'm sorry. Come, come, my son. Come, come. Sit down, sit down. See, the way you are thinking, sin is scorching at your door. You will do something terrible. You will do something terrible, you, this boy. Stop thinking this way. The Bible recorded that God told him that. Genesis 4. God was telling him, don't think this way. Don't think this way. He said, if you open the door to this thing, Cain did not listen. Cain continued to think that way until it led him to killing his brother. Then everybody can blame the devil. It's not the devil, please. It is this guy that has a weakness. Your emotions should not be your Achilles heel. Your emotion should not be your weak point. You shouldn't be one of those that says, when I get angry, I fly off and do, if I throw, those are the things I don't like here. When I get angry, I lose my senses. It only the wrote to me. So when she gets angry, she will set everything on fire. She set all the, you know, the husband. The husband worked hard. They are not married yet. They are not married yet. The husband was trying to put things together so that they could get married. The husband worked hard, saved money, bought wedding gown, saved money, bought wedding suit, saved money. They began to buy these things little by little so that they can get married. The two of them want to get married. Then one day, the husband went to work and the husband's phone died. And she was calling and calling and calling and it didn't pick. It didn't pick. So she was worried, naturally. Oh, this guy did not pick his call. This guy did not pick his call. She called and called and called. She called and suddenly she got angry. You know, just got angry. Why is he not picking his call? Is he with somebody else? Is he getting the call? Where must he have gone? Why is he disrespecting me? Why is his phone dead? Why has he not, can he not charge? Began to think and talk and talk and talk like that. Next thing, who even will marry him? I'm not going to marry him. What are we even marrying? A man that cannot pick up before you get married. Next thing, she had convinced herself she wasn't getting married anymore now. Suddenly she was like, hey, all the things you bought, what's the point of it? Then she took the wedding gown out. Then she took the suit. Then she took all the things they bought and she set them on fire. Some of you now will say, it's village people. It's not village people. It's a weakness. See, emotions are a very weak point that the devil can easily stir. Once he stirs your emotion in the direction, you will not be the one to finish the work. What did he tell Jesus? Came to Jesus. If you are the Son of God, emotion. If you are the Son of God, turn this bread to. What was he talking about? He could have said, Jesus, you are hungry. Turn stone to bread now. Eat. That would have been no emotion, just instruction, just advice. He said, if you are the Son of God, see what he's telling, an emotional reaction. The devil knows that if you allow him a chance into your emotion, he then will play you like a clarinet. He'll just be using it to play, do, 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 so, la, ti, do, dot. You'll be dancing to his tune because he is the master of emotional manipulation. And a lot of Christians fall for this. It is a weakness. John the Baptist, emotion. Somebody left his wife. You have your calling, no, it's not your business. It's the truth. Nowadays, people say, people wrote to me during the last election. But I then God, which side are you on? I was like, oh shut, get away from me. Come and put a hand in my mouth and come and bring out which side I'm on. I belong to whose report will you believe? I shall believe the report of the Lord. I'm on the side of the Lord. Because they think everything is emotional. People like you should stand out. I'm not like you. I can never be like you. You are emotional. Me, I'm very rational. I belong to the Assembly of the Saints in Light. We are not the same. We are not the same. I see things from a watch point. You are a reactionary being. So we are not the same. You must mature. And you look online now, a lot of people are insulting each other. Some people are doing it on ethnic, so it's all emotion. There is no sense in what everybody is doing, and yet they are doing it. And they do it every day. Like they are waking up and doing it every day. So people wake up in the morning, go and gather facts just to insult another tribe. So people will now go and gather facts and come and insult them. Yeah, they are doing it. And these are young people in their 20s. No emotional maturity. None of them would think that one day we want to get a contract or a job. And then the person will say, oh, let's see what he has treated. And they will see what you treated in 2025. And they will see what you treated in 2024. And they will look at what you treated and all the things you write. And they'll be like, wow, this person is not stable. And they will say, sorry, we cannot give you the position. You will now say, but I mean, God, pray for me. He's the enemy of my teeth. If I catch you, he's the enemy of what? You are your own worst enemy. Because when we are emotional, we act against our own best interests. A Christian must master his emotion. It is a must. It is not You cannot say. So again, it doesn't mean that if you have to cry, don't cry. I'm not saying don't cry. I'm not saying if you feel somehow, don't express it. But you see, there is a way to, and there is a way not to. There is a way not to. To be so carried away by emotion that you lose all sense of judgment. Ha, mba, mbanu. 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 No, 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 no. Must sit down. I'm a Christian. I remember clearly those days when I, 2015, I would sit down and tell myself, I'm a Christian. I belong to the Lord. I wear a royal diadem. I'm royalty. I cannot think like this. I will not talk like this. I will not think like this. I will not talk like this. Ah, suddenly, I noticed that my sudden burst of anger will just disappear. I just realized that I mastered all those things till now. When I'm always in my element, because over time, I had to learn it. I had to learn it. As a Christian, you must. If you are going to lead, you must. If you are going to be successful, you must. If you are going to lead people into their destinies, you must. It was the Achilles heel that destroyed Moses. Emotion. He was angry. Inability to control emotion. Some, it is lost. You sleep with everything. Are you dumb? I didn't know what man came to me. Man said, the man is living with his wife. The wife is a judge. And so they gave the wife quarters where the wife is living. And the wife is young. The wife is in her 30s. The man is very old. In his 70s, almost 70. And so the man came to me and said, Babenga, please, I want my wife to forgive me. She's going to throw my load out. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I've retired since we have a child together. She's actually the one thinking of everything now because of my age. You know, I married down when my first wife died, and we didn't have any child. When I went to pray, they said, I should marry a young woman. So I married her, and she was able to give me a son. And I said, oh, glory to God. So what happened? He said, she brought in a house girl. When he was talking to him, he used this phrase. He said, you know how we men are. I said, don't say that ever again. Don't qualify. Don't ever say that to me. It's an insult to say that to me. Don't say how women. Say how you are. Let me be responsible for my own behavior. Be responsible for your own. Don't lump us together, please. Don't say how women. Don't say things like that to me. It's irritating to my ears. Especially because you are 70. This woman is feeding you, housing you, clothing you, putting a car under you. She's basically taking care of all your needs. So you did this, and she's a judge. So the next thing, she went to court to divorce you, and then she threw you out. And then when she said, you are moving out tomorrow, said, pack your load. I said, ah, pack it all. The pack is all. You are not looking for my number. I should come and pray. I said, how can you? Even if you are the one feeding her, you shouldn't do that to her. But in this case, common sense should tell you that you are a burden to this woman already, and that if you give her an excuse, she will strip you, and you give her the excuse. And you are here, you are saying, I should pray. Hey, lots of people, emotion. Master it. Mastering your emotion does not mean denying your emotion. Does not mean that those emotions will not come. It means when you see destructive emotions, emotion that is making you, I dealt with a lady not long ago, recently. You know what she did? A baby. She had a baby, 3 months old baby. Baby was crying. She wanted to beat the baby. Baby was crying. Maybe baby was so. And she hot water. And she put the hot water. She put one of the handkerchiefs or whatever they used to beat the baby. She put it in hot water. And she put it on the baby's mouth. You should let me here. I'm telling you. And of course, I understand. Children, I have them. They can jangle your emotion. They can make you not sleep all night. They can be on your nerve. You sometimes don't even know why they are crying. But if you don't have mastery of your own emotion, you will kill your own child. And when you kill your own child, you will say it's emotion. You will say, I didn't know what came over me. No, that's what I'm saying. This thing has spiritual connotation. A lot of people, it is their emotion that will lead them into perdition. Because the devil knows. So he will then set emotional traps. He will set emotional traps. When people are telling me their process of decision making most of the time, and they are talking to me, I'm telling you, I will tell them, I'll say, shh, it's okay. This is time to cool down. I'll say, right, don't say anything anymore. The way you are talking now, you have already made up your mind what you want to do. You are just reporting to me, and that thing you want to do is the wrongest thing to do. I say, Abraminga, I will not take it. I say, that's the exactly. When a person is saying, I will not take it, he's going to make a wrong decision. There's nothing wrong with dealing with people decisively, deliberately, but you must do it rationally. If somebody has wronged you, you don't have to forgive the person. You have to forgive the person, but it doesn't mean you have to continue being friends with the person. So if you are going to disengage with the person, do it rationally, like with class. Just not, I'm sure you. Are you children? You children, master your emotion. Be king over your own emotion. Be lord over your emotion. Don't allow your emotion rule over you. As powerful as Samson was, his emotion ruled over him. It is not a good thing to see. It's a weakness that all men have, but in Christ, there's a solution for it. That is why we have the Holy Spirit. So we no longer depend on our emotion to make decisions. We now depend on the Holy Spirit to make decisions. I'll tell you something. Some years back, I had an opportunity to meet somebody that's quite wealthy in the Nigerian space. And the person found me to be quite illustrious or brilliant as a student. And the person said, oh, I'll sponsor your education. I'll pay your school fees. And the person was true to our word. She started paying my fees. And I went home and I shared it with Some of my sisters and cousins just talked about it, and I said, "Oh, this is the person that is doing this for me. This person that is doing this for me." And then I said to one of them, I said, "Oh, since this man has been doing this thing, nobody in my family has ever called out to say thank you, right?" I said, "So I'm going to give her her number. I want you to call her and say thank you, because this woman just took me from the streets. She didn't know me from anywhere. Just say thank you to her like that." And I said, "Okay." And I forgot about it. A few weeks later, the woman called me, and the woman said, "Ah, who did you give my number?" I said, "Why?" Said, "The person called me, the person started begging for money." Ah. So I called the person, I said, "What happened?" And the person said, "I couldn't sleep all night. I was just thinking, how can we have somebody like this, Andrea? I'm suffering." When I was like, "Oh my God, it's emotion. You do when you make emotional decisions, you ruin a lot of good things. Why? Just say thank you and leave it be. I was already benefiting, but when you put your own needs now, she didn't know you. She has no. She's like, they want to kill me? I'm trying to help." And then the woman withdrew, and I also felt like, okay, it's fine. But I learned a lot of lessons from it. Whenever anybody comes to me and they say, "I couldn't sleep all night. I have a headache. I was not tossing and turning." I say, "It's the devil that's trying to talk to you like that, oh. It's not God, though. I'm not joking, oh. If you are here, you want to make a decision. Maybe it's about marriage or husband, or and then you want to sleep. There's no sleep. You are not tossing on the bed. You now notice you have a slight headache. Say, 'Get thee away from me, Satan.' Say immediately, say, 'Get thee away from me, Satan.' For God does not speak to us in duress. When God speaks to us, there is peace in our hearts. In fact, it deliberately conditions our heart for peace so that we can know it is His voice. He does not give us restlessness when He wants to speak to us. So when you are restless, it's not God, it's your emotion. And it will take you to a place of making grave mistakes. But those mistakes can be corrected. By the power of the Holy Spirit, they can. If you find yourself in situations where you've used emotion to wreck things, and maybe since then there's been no great progress for you, I'd like you to reach out to me or any of the admins. There is a panacea for it. There is a cure. Turn about that. When the pathways of the righteous seem all scattered, there is a way through the word of God and the Spirit that the Lord will plot the graph of our life and He connects us to the right source that we may prosper. We have that way by the grace of God. So I'd like you to please reach out. Reach out. Especially on emotional issues. If you know you have issues controlling your emotion, you have, no matter what it is, even if you've seen psychiatrist and it is still there, the Holy Spirit is a purger. He will purge you of all these things. He will wash you with holy water according to the scriptures, and He will make your life brand new. Please. I know just an hour I have. If I speak for 10 days or 20 days, I cannot exhaust the topic. I know you understand the topic. Don't allow yourself to have a backdoor that the enemy can always use to run your life. It's not a good place to be. Let us work on it. Let us work on it together by His grace. It's time to give our offering. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget the instruction is to give the offering to be a blessing to those who are in need. So we do this every quarter. So please go ahead and give your offering and give it by the Spirit. I ask you to do that. Give it by the Spirit. PSSBC School 27 is now open. People are already registering. As of when I checked last, we already had 48 people have registered who have already indicated their interest to join. If you have anybody that you would like to join or you want to let them, please let them reach out so that they can get. It's also on my Twitter handle. Let them just click and join the WhatsApp group. They will get their instructions for registration and all those things there. If you want to sponsor somebody, maybe somebody does not have money to pay, it's just 60,000 naira. And you feel like, okay, let me help. Please don't hesitate to do the same, to be of help to those who want to learn, but who do not have the means to join the classes. Now, if you want to sponsor anybody, just reach out to the admin and make sure you are, it's part of your duty as a Christian to help others see the light, to bring them out of the junk of religion, to make ourselves better Christians, especially for family members. I have peace all around. All my family members, they listen, they learn, they are growing. We have experienced so much peace in our family since I started learning from PSNBC and JWMI than before. That's the truth. Because religion does not makes you suspect everybody. The truth makes you whole. Ah, glory to God. So as you give, don't forget that this offering is for the poor and less privileged. Now, tomorrow night, Sunday, we are going to have question and answer. All the things I've taught and other things that you may have issues or questions about, please bring them to class. Let's have a fantastic class. Jesus would often stand in public and answer the questions of his students, religious leaders, Pharisees, and all that. And he would do that extempore. He would do it without any consultation. And it is the Spirit of God that answers to him. I like doing the Q&A sessions because it helps to address real life situations. So tomorrow, don't forget, 10 p.m., the hand of the Lord is upon you. The blessing of the Lord is upon you. The Lord, his hand is heavy upon you in such a way that all the places where you seem to be busting at the seams, is teaching you right again. Like David seeing Bathsheba, you will not fall for temptation, for traps, for emotional traps. You are going to be far above such things. The Lord has strengthened you on every side. The hand of the Lord is with you and upon you. Again, your emotions from today will listen to you. You will master them. You will be Lord over them. They will not take you to where you don't want to go. Rather, your emotions will lead you to a place of blessing. For the Lord shall capitalize on your emotion. He will not see you as somebody that is unstable. He will see you as a stable person who is worthy to be entrusted with divine assignments, knowing that you have a good temperament and you have a good head on your shoulder. I bless you and I declare that your blessings are with you, that your offerings are blessed, that those who don't have, because of you, they will have, and they will continue to prosper going forward. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If you are blessed, please unmute and shout, glory.
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 We hope today's teaching has been a blessing to you. We invite you to join us again for more inspiring messages and engaging prayer sessions. To learn more about the ministry, please visit us at our website at www.gswmi.com. Thank you, and may you continue to walk in God's abundant blessings always.